If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All right, I'm not going to lie to you. My life is in great peril because the Queen of the Forest is demanding that I go outside and help her remove stumps and move mulch piles. And yet here I am playing Yuck Yuck on the stupid podcast. This is a free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Thank you for your time and listening to it. It dates December 23, just before Christmas, 2016, on 107.3 WBBL. Enjoy the free view. God knows what we talk about. I'm sure everything that any opinions I have no doubt changed 5 times since this show happened. Anyway, the full show is on my Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. For $5 or $10 a month, I give you hours and hours of content every single week. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month, audio, video, live streams, participation in the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which is just stupid, ridiculously fun. And there you go. So something for you to add to your listening. Oops, that was weird. It was an odd sound. What the hell was that? Anyway, for you to add to your listening, in addition to the Eric Zane Show free podcast. Okay, you can also convert it to a yearly for, and I'll knock 10% off the cost if you don't want to, like, pay $5 or $10 a month. It reduces it, you know. You don't have to pay so much. But then you pay for the whole year. Okay, thanks again for listening. Enjoy. Good morning, it's the Eric Zane Show. Show number 177. I can say that today without the disdain and the glare of disgust from a 26-year-old angst-filled Hungarian goulash-eating moron. That would be Julius. Because he is on a well-deserved vacation. I'm Eric Zane. 23rd of December. Weather today, a high of 35. It'll be glay. Yeah, that's great. It'll be glay today. It'll be gray today. With a high around 28. Maybe a peek at the sun. For Christmas, looks like it's going to be warmer and rainy. So, no Julius, Ben is here. And between Ben and I think we are making our guest host, Stu, think that we have about 30% of the things done that need to be done to get the show on the air appropriately.
I think this is your last show ever.
Stu, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me, Zane.
So, as this is all unfolded, what are your thoughts, the observations of
how much of a handle I have on this show.
This is tightly run.
There's various computer things. Started with, hey, how do you log in? Which I know how to log in, but it's like...
How many people did you call in to help you with stuff?
Well, first I called Ben, mm-hmm. who... we need to park there because this is how it went. Obviously, Ben, I felt was able to had the necessary things to get this job done. I think we need to brush up on the people skills, though, because of, well, I had Ben go downstairs to let Stu into the building.
Me, yep.
I got a little text and said, hey, saying I'm here. I go, hey, Ben, can you run down and get Stu? Okay. And before I know it, Stu's in here. Great.
You did a good job.
And then for some reason, I thought to myself, boy, I didn't really officially introduce them. But, of course, Ben went down to get them. And I said, hey, officially, Ben, this is Stu. Stu, this is Ben. Am I inaccurate in any of this so far?
You are 100% wrong. It didn't go down like that.
Well, what did I screw up?
No, well, he just opened the door. He let me in.
Oh, okay, but he didn't say anything.
He didn't say anything. I just said, how are you doing this
Which
morning?
Which is why when I said, hey, I just felt I had to introduce you when you got up
yes.
here. And then I said to Ben, I go, Ben, did you introduce yourself to Stu? He goes, no. I go, well, why? Well, I mean, did most people do that when?
Yeah, I didn't introduce myself either, so I don't.
Oh, you didn't?
I can't give
okay.
him any slack.
All right. Ben, significantly reduce blame, but
I deserve it.
So then Jessica comes in here, and thank God she is here because she knows pretty much everything.
She's on the ball,
and she got us situated and ready to go. Stu is in Julius's seat for the day today, and then you know obviously Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Monday is best of day. Real big air quotes in that best of day, and then we'll be back Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Stu will be filling in.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
I am too. It's always neat to get someone new in here. We enjoy our time with Julius, but it's when you bring someone else in,
sure.
it's just different.
Different vibe, right?
Yeah. Ben is, wow, he is nervous about Monday because, Ben, you have to run the best of show, correct?
Yeah. I'll be the only one here, yeah.
You're very nervous about this.
Quite, yeah.
Like, don't feel like you have a handle on it? Is it?
No, I do, but I just know that there's a high potential of something going wrong or something happening that I'm not sure how to fix. And yeah.
So is it because, is it the board or is it the touchscreen computer? Is that
a little bit of both?
Okay. Well, you can come in here during the break and I'll walk you through everything. I don't want you to.
Sounds good.
I mean, the last thing I want is you to just start hitting random buttons when you're on the air.
Right.
Can just envision that.
Yeah.
So we'll have a number of segments that we've done leading up to this.
Great.
I don't even think we even started saving the segments till like September.
So, really?
No, I think we did earlier than that. But a lot. This show has evolved dramatically.
Sure.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
And it's like, oh God, if we go way back, it's going to sound ridiculous. It's not even close to what it sounds like now.
Right.
My God, I was like Ben's nervousness. That's how I was for 6 months. It was awful.
Yeah. You're on edge, man. Oh. You want to make sure you're doing things right. I get it. Ben wants to make sure he's doing things right.
Yeah. Eh. So, Stu, what's going on in your world? Did I understand you changed jobs recently? Should we throw that out there?
I mean, we can say it. I'm doing different stuff.
Yeah. So, how were you able to, while starting a new job, be able to finagle the time away to get this in?
It's weird. The guy who actually hired me had heard me on the show.
He did.
Previously.
Okay, you thought your secret was safe.
Yeah, I thought it was safe, and it was not. So he had heard me, and he was like, oh, yeah, I heard you on the Zane show and everything. And so, I mean, that wasn't why I got hired, but he did know. And so it's always kind of weird when people know me from one world and they hear me in a different world. So, but it worked out. So I talked to him and I said, hey, can I finagle my schedule? And he was cool with it.
Nice.
So, yeah. 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 I was very grateful for it.
So do you have to do second job today later?
Yeah.
Today?
I got to be at the job at 11:30.
Oh, my God.
11. Yeah, I know. Whatever. It's worth it, though, man.
Good deal. Man, well, we got a lot of fun things planned today.
Can I ask you something,
yes,
though, before
absolutely.
You get into it? I came in, I haven't been here in a while, and there's a book here on,
I see that.
On your desk.
It's been there for a while.
Born to Die.
Yep.
Book one, even. It's book one.
Born to Die, book one, has been a staple of the studio. It looks to be about a 130-page book.
Self-published, probably, right?
Self-published book. Yeah. What does the cover look like to you? Appear to be a book about, Stu?
If I had to guess, I would say it's a religion. It's a Mother Mary looking at a baby, I'm assuming, looking at baby Jesus.
Probably her favorite correct? Child.
Her favorite. Only child. But did she only have the one child? I'm not terribly
as far
worried.
As what, based on my meager knowledge of the Bible,
right.
I'm pretty sure she had just the one child.
Uno child.
He was an only child.
He was an only child. Spoiled.
Yeah.
So, yeah, why is this here?
Let's see. the book Born to Die, He Came for You. I guess I wish we could have a documentary series of how that book filtered its way into the WBBL studios.
It doesn't seem to fit in with the theme of this station.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm looking around this room. I see various bobbleheads and
trinkets.
I see a gigantic banner with huge all over it and sports.
A football.
Julius's dirty hockey mug or hockey mug. What? Where did that come from? Is coffee mug? I put hockey in place of coffee.
Yeah.
What did that tell you? What did that tell you about what's going to happen today?
It's going to be a good day, man.
I think I was looking at a hockey stick. What? There's also a warning on the wall here about something we can't say.
Do not say that.
Yeah, I don't know, Stu. Okay. I can only assume that someone at the radio station, you know, like you ever run into somebody who, like, for the longest time, they're of a certain persuasion. Maybe their aura, their mentality is one thing.
Yeah.
Maybe a partier, drinker, whatever, womanizer. And
Ben,
then a week passes
Ben?
And they've completely, like, been born again.
Yeah.
I think that would be something to actually encounter that person, like, 2 days before born again and 2 days after.
Right.
Like, it surprises you. It's like, wait, hold on a second here. What happened? And they've completely transformed. I'm thinking someone here at the radio station had a transformation.
Oh.
And then now, because I notice that occasionally throughout West Michigan, you'll see Bible tracts placed. They appear to be accidentally placed or dropped, but yeah, with the intention that you would pick it up and read it.
Mm.
Perhaps this is it.
Maybe. I love the things where you go back to your car, you're in the parking lot of a mall or something, and you get there and you see like a $100 bill on your windshield. Have you seen that? And then you pick it up and it's like, hey, I would like to talk to you about the good book or something. And so it's the same kind of thing.
It's a bait and switch. Nothing makes me want to praise the Lord more than the old trick, than a bait and switch, than a trick.
Exactly. So really, you legitimately have no idea where this book came from?
I honestly have no idea.
Right.
I should read it, though.
Just to see. It's 120 pages long, 130.
Dude, when was the last time you read something? Are you a reader?
I try to read, yeah. I do. I try to read.
I always enjoy myself.
Yeah.
I always do.
Yeah.
Occasionally, I'll read a book that's just a little bit too much work for me.
Okay.
Like, I get, my brain starts to swim. You know, over a 7th or 8th grade level, it's just, I mean, you know how it is.
Are you a nonfiction reader then? You're reading like science, history?
I actually bought a book called A Brief History of Time.
Oh.
It's a pretty famous book. I think it's Stephen Hawking's book.
I think you're right.
And I am so not kidding when I tell you that never before has it been more evident that there are things that are written for people that are just way above my pay grade.
Yeah,
was disturbingly confusing.
Sure.
And even if I took my time and sentence word by word, I mean, trying to decipher and crack that code and figure out what exactly was going on there and what he was trying to describe, it was a near impossibility.
Yeah.
And I marvel at people who actually have the ability to read that. And they're like, ah.
The comprehension is there. Yeah.
But no, man, I haven't read anything in a while and I want to. It's like, oh, God. But I like just about everything.
Yeah. Last book I read was a Jack Reacher book. Lee Child.
Yeah. I saw the latest film.
Did you like it? Yeah. No, it was bad.
Well.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Let's be real. The first one was great. I love the first one.
It was also Tom Cruise.
Yeah. First one was great. So I was really looking forward to the second
one. I think
one.
I liked it when it first came out. They did a really good job of teasing it.
Yep.
And, but there were some... There were some major story problems. I kind of kept it close to the vest. Not anymore because my wife loved it.
Really?
And
why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't call her out on it.
All right. Fair enough.
I kept it quiet, which is no longer quiet. So she's probably thinking, oh, God, he told me he loved that. I didn't want to make her feel bad.
All right.
But so now I'm sure she's going to say, you didn't like that? Oh, goodness. I thought you loved that movie.
I like your impersonation of her.
Yeah.
It's good.
So that's her.
The books are good. There's like 20 of them.
Really?
The guy like writes one a year. I'm amazed by it because they are pretty intricate in the details and everything. So, yeah,
well, that's what
writer.
I expect Julius to come back from his vacation and say, Julius, what did you? I read books. He's pretty knowledgeable. It's He's just a pain in the ass, though. speaking of Julius, I want to play a game called Sushi or Douchey a little
nice.
Later on.
Nice.
And I don't know if we're really going to do it. It depends on a couple of things because we're supposed to have a guest. Remember that story about XO on Monroe Center?
Yeah, downstairs. Uh-huh.
Well, you know, months ago there was a health code violation. They shut it down, and then it was a big bit of trouble. They turned it around and they reopened, and it never did get off the ground. So they had to
shut it down.
Shop, and this is a prime location, great building, looks really nice.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new business that opened up there. Restaurant called Soho Sushi.
Okay.
And they're supposed to join us to talk because they did a sweet deal on this radio station. So at 9, it goes live where your dollar is worth twice. So, like if you were to buy a $50 gift certificate, you get $100 worth of of food. And
that's
you know, you just hear about those all the time. So if that's your thing, and why wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
It goes on sale. So I thought, okay, we're going to have the person who is the owner or the manager of the place come in here. I think English is a second language.
Oh, boy.
And it might be fun to play Sushi or Douchey, where she would say, like, something from the menu, and the caller would have to say it's whether it's... She would say something from a list, and she would have to answer... Someone would have to answer either Sushi or Douchey. So if she said Green Dragon Roll, that's probably Sushi.
Right.
But if she said... Nickelback, you would answer Douchey. You see what I'm doing?
Yes, I get it.
I don't know, maybe not. there's a story that I just saw on Gizmodo. Boy, pranks are not a great place. Pranks are not a great thing to do on airplanes, on jetliners, you're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And a prank took place that you have to hear about, which made things very difficult for a lot of people. I'll tell you about it coming up next. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3 WBBL.
That is it. My free view of the Lost Zane Recordings full show on patreon.com/Eric Zane. Have a good one. Thank you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.